scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Are you ready? Ready as I'm ever gonna be. Oh yeah. Oh, so
that one's kind of weak. Oh, there we go. Cans are always better than the bottles.
Oh, that's, yeah.
What are you drinking?
Fucking, it's something new from. I got a little story for you. So I went to the My Maverick, which is our gas station liquor store, or gas station convenience store. So I was like, fuck, what do I want to drink today, dude? So I go in, and it's usually almost the same thing all the time, but they just got this new beer. It's called Kitos, K-I-I-T-O-S Brewing. They're from Salt Lake. And it kind of a cool can, blue can with like a bear with, a you know, hops on it and shit, and just real bright, you know? All right, I'll try it. So I got it. It's a pale ale. But I went to grab, I'm not even going to say the beer because I don't even remember, but I went to go buy a couple 24-ouncers because there's a couple other things in there that I've been wanting to try. And I bought two bottles, and I brought them home, and I, for some reason, I put them up to the light, and there's all this shit floating in there, bro. And I'm like,
That's the best kind.
Yeah, but I was just like, ah, nah, dude. And I looked at the fucking expiration date, dude, and it was like January 2017. And I was just like, nah, dude, nice. I ain't gonna fucking do this today, bro. The last thing I need is the shits at work, bro, you know? So I took them back and I bought a couple other things. I got a Uinta 801 dry hopped Pilsner to go along with these. So it's pretty good.
You ever find a beer with a mouse in the bottle?
Oh, fuck no. 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 Isn't that Strange Brew?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not gonna get me on that one.
The fucking McKenzie brother.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are hilarious. That's too funny. I've got a beer that I haven't tried before. It's a Leanin' Kugels summer shandy.
Leanin' Kegels.
Leanin' Kugels. Leanin' Kegels. It's like gangster kegels. To the lean.
Fuck.
It's a summer shandy. It's a
shandy.
A Weiss beer brewed with honey. Brewed with honey with natural lemonade flavor.
So is it like a lemonade or what?
It tastes like beer with lemon rinds in it.
See, I know.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not a terrible fan of this right now. It tastes like I just bit the outside of a lemon.
Yeah, the whole lemon lime thing, like, you know, the whole fucking Mexican beer thing with the lime or the lemon. Dude, I just don't do it, dude. It's just fucking, I mean, I used to put salt in my beer a lot on, you know, when I used to drink that shit, but
salt and lime in Coronas.
Yeah,
I don't mind that so much.
I don't, it just doesn't fucking do nothing for me, dude. It's like,
and then you gotta be cool and you gotta show off to all the ladies or you put your thumb over
it. And then it goes
see, that's the trick. If you're good at it,
yeah. See,
if you're good at it, you can turn it upside
maybe
down.
Maybe I just wasn't
get that
that
lime
good
to the bottom.
It. Fucking.
And then you could turn it back over and enjoy it without being an ass and dumping it all over the place.
No, that's just fuck. Yeah. I just want to open it and drink it, dude.
Dude, I was drinking.
Fuck all this extracurricular activities of fucking getting beer in my belly, dude. Fuck.
I was drinking some fucking Coronas one day at a buddy of mine's apartment. He had just moved into a new apartment. We were fucking young and dumb. He didn't have no bottle openers or nothing, right? So fucking open the sliding glass door. Slide that thing right up to the fucking, to the opening on the door and boom, smack the top of it. She come open, fucking beer go foaming all over the place. Yeah. So I threw it in my mouth real quick to catch it, get out without getting all over the carpet. But little did I know that I busted the top off the bottle, fucking cut my lips.
Yo, open. I've done that before, dude. Oh my God, I've done that before. That was the
fucking worst.
Dude, that's the worst, dude. Worst.
I had no idea. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. You got fucking bloody mouth, fucking bloody beer. It's like the true meaning to bloody beer, yeah.
Damn, first beer of the night.
What episode are we doing? This is 29, right?
Oh, you didn't go through the 29, man.
Right?
Yeah. We got the infamous music episode coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a fucking story to tell.
I'm sure you do.
I've got a couple fucking stories, dude. just love it, dude. Love it.
Yep. Fucking episode 29. We're here.
Rolling.
We're here and doing it. Man, I'm fucking full of shit.
Well, yeah, I saw that post you put up on Instagram, dude. I'm so fucking jealous.
You should be.
I am, you know. Fucking, we went from fucking 80 degrees here to like fucking 30 degrees like within a 2-week time period, bro. It's just really fucking weird. It's not cool because
you can fucking still barbecue in 30 degrees.
I know. But the thing is I've been fucking, I don't think I've had a day off in like 14, 15 days. I think I've had one day off in the last month. And dude, I'm so fucking behind in everything. Fucking from listening to fucking podcasts to fucking music to guitar playing to creating. I'm fucking lost in work world right now and it kind of sucks. But dude, the last thing I want to do is fucking wait fucking 6 hours for fucking ribs to cook, bro. I can't do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking.
You can
fucking,
do it in five.
I guess five. I guess five is better than six, but dude, I just can't fucking wait, bro. And then some of these fucking, some of our followers on fucking Instagram and some of the people we're following, dude. Oh my God, dude. Some of the shit they put out there, dude, just looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Makes me want to fucking eat my phone.
No. Don't do it.
Somebody posted a fucking pizza the other day.
Not as good as it looks.
But this fucking pizza looks so fucking good, bro. Oh my God. And I'm a fucking pizza freak. Pizza and beer, fucking two of my favorite foods.
Can't go wrong with any of it.
This thing looked fucking amazing. I wish I knew who it was, dude, because I don't even remember looking at the name, but just staring at the fucking, like dissecting this fucking pizza. Because it was like a, you know, fucking, it was cooked in a pizza oven, obviously, but looked like one of those brick ovens.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference is between a brick oven. I know the difference, but as far as taste wise, I'm sure there's like a smokier taste to a wood burning or a pizza oven rather than a gas oven. But
is that one of those situations where a coworker comes walking up on you and you're looking at your phone, you're like, God damn, the things I'm doing to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And
he's like,
what the fuck are you doing? And then he catches you looking at a pizza.
Yeah, and you're fucking grabbing, you're grabbing your crotch, you know, and you're just like, oh yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The fuck you looking at, bro? Fucking pizza.
Look at the size of those pepperonis.
Yeah, look at the fucking, look at the sausage on that.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. That sounds like some man shit.
Total man
shit. You don't see women getting excited about pizza.
No, you
don't.
It doesn't
happen very often.
No, you don't. Happen.
Probably not often enough, right?
Yeah. It would be so much easier and better if women got off on pizza, right? All you have to do is show them a pizza, right? And they're just fucking, you know,
if it were
just
only that
soaked,
easy.
You know?
If it were only that easy.
That easy, right?
I get a little bit of credit for my ribs, I'll admit. I think my wife likes them. I don't know if she likes them that much, but.
Right. Well, fuck, dude. It looked really good. She probably likes the sausage.
Probably. That was venison.
Was
sausage,
it? Was it really?
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, that looked pretty fucking good.
She actually got that from one of her patients at work. She's works in the medical industry, and one of her patients came and brought her that.
Okay.
And he gave it to us a while ago. We've had it in the freezer, and he keeps asking, "Have you eaten it yet? Have you eaten it yet?"
Right.
He's like, "Cause I got some more I want to give you, and if you haven't eaten that yet, I don't want to give you more yet." And I'm
right.
Like, fuck, we need to eat this so we can get some more.
Right.
Yeah, that stuff is pretty good.
So. Let me ask you a question, bro.
Oh, fuck.
What do you, I fucking wanted to buy a fucking t-shirt from this brewery the other day, and it's a fitted t-shirt.
Because you're a homo?
No, I'm not.
They saw you coming and they were like,
and, you know,
put away all the normal t-shirts.
I don't,
for this
I
guy.
Just
looks,
don't, I just,
looks like he likes them fitted.
Yeah, I just don't get the whole fucking schmedium, you know? It's not a small, but it's not a medium. It's a schmedium. And it's like, you know, tight and V-neck. Dude, I don't know. I don't understand it, bro. I just want a regular t-shirt. I don't know what's going on with dudes nowadays. Fucking wearing these fitted t-shirts, bro. I mean, if you got muscles, great. You know, you're fucking going to, you know, show them. But fucking, dude. Where's the
I haven't known the
man shirt? Do you make these for men too? You know, that's what I felt like asking him. You know,
I haven't known nothing about a medium shirt since about the fifth grade.
Exactly, me too. I've been husky my whole life.
Fucking
fucking huskies, dude.
I got some old corduroys to prove it.
Yeah. But what do you think that's due to, bro? I know we've got some stuff we want to talk about, but
that sort of brings up this this thing. We actually had a listener send me an email with a document in it, and it's a kind of a friend of ours, a guy named Frank. I think we used to work with.
Right.
I think quite possibly.
Speaking of Frank, did you ever get the stuff I shipped you, bro? Because I've got the state looking for me, and I just want to make sure it's not because of that. go for it. What did he say? What did he send us?
Frank sent us this document. It's called The Pussification of the Western Male. Mm-hmm. And apparently this was a blog post of sorts, kind of a rant that was written by this guy named Kim Dutoit or Dutoy. He's from Africa. So I guess in Africa it's Dutoy, and in France it's Dutoit, whatever. Whatever the fuck you want to call the guy.
Right.
Had a blog, and he wrote this thing, and it's kind of been around the internet for a while. I think George Bush Senior was president at the time that this was written.
Uh-huh.
So it's a bit dated, but I don't feel like any of it really has changed much since then. So it's all still kind of relevant,
right?
But
and I've read it.
You read it, right?
And yeah, it's very interesting. And
it's an interesting perspective. I agree with a lot of it.
So
I mean, maybe there's
so
some
let's,
things.
Let's let people know what he's talking about. So it's basically the pussification of the male species, right?
Western male. Basically, we're all a bunch of vaginas.
Yeah, sandy fucking vaginas.
Yeah.
Who wear fucking V-neck fitted T-shirts, schmediums.
Exactly.
And fucking walk little poodles, little puppies.
walk around with chihuahuas. So
yeah, and I think it's very interesting for the shit he was saying, and I agree with a lot of it as far as, you know, how boys have been coddled at a young age, and you know,
right.
I think it's due to just like domestication of small children. We've hardwired them to be so soft now.
So I want to read the beginning of this basically, and then we can talk about kind of it's pretty long. It's a couple pages. It's his opinion and kind of a rant on the subject, but I think if we read a little bit of it, you kind of get the idea,
right,
of what it's about. And obviously on our website and in some of our social media posts, I'll put a link to this and as well as his website or whatever. So anyway, it starts out, it says, "We have become a nation of women. It wasn't always this way, of course. There was a time when men put their signatures to a document, knowing full well that this single act would result in their execution if captured, and in the forfeiture of their property to the state. Their wives and children would be turned out by the soldiers, and their farms and businesses most probably given to someone who didn't sign the document. There was a time when men went to their certain death with expressions like, 'You all can go to hell, I'm going to Texas.' You know, Davy Crockett, right, to the House of Representatives before going to the Alamo. There was a time when men went to war, sometimes against their own families, so that other men could be free. And there was a time when men went to war because we recognized evil when we saw it and knew that it had to be stamped out. There was even a time when a president of the United States threatened to punch a man in the face and kick him in the balls because the man had the temerity to say bad things about the president's daughter singing. We're not like that anymore. Now little boys in grade school are suspended for playing cowboys and Indians, cops and crooks, and all the other familiar variations of good guy versus bad guy that helped them learn at an early age that it was like what it was like to have a decent man hunt you down because you were a lawbreaker. Now men are taught that violence is bad, that when a thief breaks into your house or threatens you in the street, that the proper way to deal with this is to give him what he wants instead of taking the horsewhip to the rascal or shooting him dead where he stands. Now men's fashion includes not a man dressed in a three-piece suit, but a tight sweater worn by man with breasts. Now warning labels are indelibly etched into gun barrels, as though men have somehow forgotten that guns are dangerous things. Now men are given Ritalin as little boys so that their natural aggressiveness, curiosity, and restlessness can be controlled instead of nurtured and directed. And finally, our president, who happens to have been a qualified fighter pilot, lands on an aircraft carrier wearing a flight suit and is immediately dismissed with words like swaggering, macho, and the favorite epithet of Euro girly men, cowboy. Of course he was bound to get that reaction, and most especially from the press in Europe, because the process of male pussification over there is almost complete. How did we get to this? So that's the beginning of his little rant.
Right.
And it sets a pretty good precedent, I think, for, you know, it sets a good question, a good discussion topic. Are we essentially restrained from being who we naturally are? You know, he kind of goes on into this thing to say that the reason for this is because we're dominated by the image of the mother, right?
Right.
And if you think about, you know, old television shows, you know, any examples you kind of had as to what life was like outside of your own home, you know, from the 50s on up, who on those shows always had like the final decision? You know, the kid would go to the dad, "Hey dad, can we do this?" And dad was like, "We better check with your mother," you know?
Right, right.
It's a little bit, I don't, you know, it's like the programming was always there.
Yeah. Domestication.
You know? Well, not just domestication. I mean, there's a way to be domesticated, but still be like, you know, a man about it. But it's like the woman has to be the decision maker.
Right.
Men are,
the,
you know,
the final decision maker.
Yeah, well, yeah. But the, you know, and the, essentially the restraint, right?
Right.
You know, women tend to be protective and men tend to be more daring, you know, uncertain, you know, like I said, they refer to the mother for the final say because the dad's going to do shit that's, you know, that's fun without necessarily thinking about the consequences.
Right, right.
And mom's going to be like, "But you could break your arm, Johnny."
Well, yeah.
You know, well, fucking break Johnny. Let Johnny break his arm. Yeah, that's how Johnny's going to learn how far he can push things before he breaks his fucking arm,
And, you know, I don't know if it's just old school or what, dude, but, you know, as me growing up, you know, I watched, you know, Bonanza, Chips, fucking The Gunman, you know, fucking Western movies with my grandfather. And these guys were fucking, you know, killing each other and beating each other up, you know?
Right.
And hence the
term cowboy.
Exactly.
Right?
Like
it's some kind of a bad thing,
right,
necessarily.
And, you know, growing up, and it's weird because they, in this document, it has a lot to do, they're saying a lot of it has to do with what women in their final decision. But you know what? My mom, when I grew up, dude, like, she was pretty fucking tough on us. I mean, she'd slap us in the fucking in public if we did something wrong.
Right.
You know, and there were times where, you know, me, her, and my brother would be walking in a store and she would like grab me, right? And let my brother keep walking and let him get lost, right? And I'd be watching and, you know, I'd be watching, right? And she goes, "Just watch, just watch, just watch.
Just watch."
You know, and all of a sudden you see my fucking brother, you know, look like he just shit his pants because he doesn't know where the fuck he's at, you know?
That's the same way you train a dog to walk on a leash, by the way.
Right. But it was a learning experience, you know? And we learned the hard way by fucking, you know, getting lost and being scared, fucking, you know, clueless. But yet it was, you know, it was one of those things where you grow up and you're like, fuck, you remember. It was a learning experience where you fucking, it was, it might have been a bad thing for her to do that. That's kind of fucked up.
What?
But.
Well, but the lesson, I mean, what was your reaction? What did you do? Yeah, you freaked out.
Yeah.
But then you figured out how to find your mother.
Exactly.
You didn't just stand where you were screaming and crying and acting helpless, right?
Exactly.
You went, okay, I got to find, this is my ride home.
Yep.
I got to find her.
Right.
Right?
It's,
you didn't just roll over and start crying and wait for somebody else to take care of
it. Yeah, he sure as hell didn't sit down and just get on his phone and start fucking looking at Facebook. That's for sure.
Right.
Because he didn't have it. He didn't have it. You know what I'm saying?
Option at the time,
yeah.
So I think that essentially what it's come down to is that we no longer think for ourselves.
Right.
You know, we're no longer instinctual. We've been influenced as a race to obey and do what we're told is right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not allowed to
face the consequences.
Figure things out on our own
and
face our own consequences. You know, we're too worried about how we'll be judged rather than, you know, rather than just being instinctual about things. You're too worried about what society is going to think of you. And if you do those instinctual things, you fall outside the norm and then they look at you like you're some kind of weirdo and some kind of oddball.
Right.
Well, nobody wants to feel that way. Right.
Right.
So but, if society has decided that you just need to follow the rules like some fucking puppet, then you're stuck there.
Right.
So what do you do? You know, then you're outcast.
You know, I can't fucking say because growing up, I'm going to use an analogy right now. You know, I go outside, you know, on a weekend here down my street. I don't see any fucking kids outside. Not one fucking kid, bro. You'll see the occasional kid riding his bike. But sometimes when I go to work to late in the morning where, you know, I get a late start, there's about 50 to 60 kids walking the street going to the bus, right? Or their parents getting ready to take them to school.
Right.
And I'm like, where the fuck, who are these fucking kids, right?
Right, yeah.
When I was a kid, bro, I wore Husky jeans, corduroys, Wallabies, and fucking OP shirts and fucking got dirty, played baseball, played football, rode my bike, fucking, you know, got lost in the neighborhood, fucking, you know, chasing down the ice cream man. It, you know, you don't fucking see that anymore. And I,
not at all. I mean, I used to ride my bike to school forever, for days.
I blame a lot of, I think there's three things in this world that have fucking changed. People in general, and one of them's reality TV, the internet,
which is not so reality,
right? It's not a reality. The internet and big box shopping. And I say big box shopping is because it's a one-stop shop and you get what you need and you're out. And
it falls into the instant gratification.
Exactly. And I'm guilty of it. I mean, I shop there at big box fucking grocery stores.
Well, anymore, you kind of don't have a choice. Right?
Exactly. You don't. Because first of all, the prices,
mom and pops are gone. And any of them that are left, the prices are so high.
Exactly.
It's hard to justify.
It's hard to justify.
Yeah.
But I do blame one thing, you know, there's one conversation or one part in the document where, you know, a while back there was a girl who entered a men's golf tournament, professional golf tournament, and everybody was okay with it except for one guy, and this guy is named Vijay Singh, and he's not even American, I don't think. He might be, but I think he's Middle Eastern of some sort, but he was the only one who fucking said, fuck you, she's not gonna fucking play in a men's tournament because this is a men's fucking
tournament.
This is
right?
Fucking
those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
Right.
You know? And I give him credit for that. When I read that, I was like, fuck, right on, bro. You should. She shouldn't be playing in it. She, you know, it goes back to everything. You know, we've become so soft that I think from like this reality TV, cable, internet, big box shopping, you know, these one-stop everything's so easy now where you don't need to really fucking do anything anymore to get what you want, you know? Like, man doesn't have to work hard anymore to fucking to fix something because he can actually go buy it again already done for him. You know what I'm saying?
And that's that. I think that's ridiculous.
And
that doesn't help the situation. Like, people are constantly chasing some sort of satisfaction, right?
Yeah.
It's this whole instant gratification on your phone. You have to know what's going on right now. You go to the store, you buy everything you need at the one store.
Right.
That's that whole instant gratification because that's lacking in people's lives right now, right?
Right, right.
You get satisfaction from fixing your fucking dryer when it's broken.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Rather than going, you know, what satisfaction do you get from going out and buying a new dryer?
Exactly.
You know, and spending and now having that bill and not even having that money. So now you got to put it on credit and you got this monthly bill and now you're drowning in debt.
Exactly.
But you got a new dryer. Where's the satisfaction?
And how easy was it to do it? I mean, whereas
you could spend $20
exactly
and buy the fucking parts and fix the damn
for
thing
a belt
in an hour for and be satisfied.
Yeah.
6 months later, that dryer is still fucking running because I fixed it.
Right. But I, we didn't have internet when we were kids.
And it would have been great.
You know,
right?
I mean, look at the wealth
of information. Like, I've learned a lot because I have the internet.
A lot.
I know so much more than I did before.
Exactly. But when we didn't have the internet, we actually had to go out and physically try and learn from failure.
Right.
Now, I mean, I'm totally guilty of it. I search the internet all the time. I'm always on YouTube. I'm always trying to figure shit out. Dude, if I had internet when I was playing guitar and had a quarter of the shit that's on the internet right now,
right.
I mean, I could have fucking practiced shit that meant that I needed more than going to a guy that's giving me lessons who's trying to get me to come back every week and showing me the same fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Showing me the same thing.
Just so he can make a living.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't know if the internet is making
people... Well, it's good and bad, right?
Yeah, right. And for kids, I mean, I've seen kids stuck on fucking iPads and their tablets at restaurants, bro, where it's you're just like, bro, get your fucking kid off the fucking tablet and fucking, you know.
These are the places where you learn social skills.
Exactly.
Right? Sitting at a table with a bunch of other people and being part of what's going on rather than being a pain in the ass and being in the way and go, here, just take this and sit in the corner.
Yeah, and shut the fuck
up.
Don't
fucking bother me. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that way too often. And yeah, that's an opportunity for that kid to become socialized.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, he has no clue what the fuck's going on around him. Not a fucking clue. And couldn't care less. That's the thing.
Right. It's like, yeah. Well, what reason does he have, right?
Exactly.
Because his mother is watching out for him.
Right.
So that's exactly what this is, right? His mother is taking care of all the important shit. So he need not worry. He only needs to focus on what he has right in front of him.
Right.
And that's a huge issue.
So in the document, I mean, he goes on a little bit of a rant on, you know, women's rights.
Like,
yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying. I don't, you know, it says that all men are created equal in the Constitution, right?
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about women, right?
Word for word. Yes.
Right. And I'm a true believer all humans are created equal. And I always say it, I fucking hate everybody equally and I'm not fucking racist, but it's just it's just one of those things to protect myself. But I mean, I see myself, you know, I like to cook. I like to do things. I like to garden. I like to grow shit, you know, and I, you know, that's what, you know, a lot of people think that women are supposed to do, like, clean house, take care of the kids, cook. But I mean, in today's world,
name an image of a farmer from history.
Exactly.
That was not a man. Right.
Why
would gardening be feminine? So,
I mean, but.
Or why would it be considered feminine? Yeah.
Is that considered feminine? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I love to cook. You know, I'm constantly cleaning. I'm always cleaning up after myself. I do dishes. I know, you know, men go to war, but now women go to war too. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's kind of a catch 22 in the document, as far as like, you know, women do this and men are supposed to do this and women are supposed to do that, or women aren't supposed to be a part of this world, as far as like the male part of, you know, what we're supposed to do as men, you know what I'm saying? Like fire guns and build cars and shit. I mean, there's women who do that shit too, but it's kind of weird because it kind of made me think. I was like, fuck, and you know, am I like a male chauvinist to where it's like, yeah, they shouldn't be fucking
so
doing that.
I don't think so. Like I kind of see that as there are women who can do some things men can do.
Right.
And there are men who prefer to do things that women typically do.
Uh-huh.
I think if you look at things from a physical standpoint, the vast majority of women, and I'm sure people are going to fucking hate hearing this, the vast majority of women from a physical standpoint are not capable of doing all the things that most men are capable of doing.
Right.
Physically, right? That doesn't mean that's not mental. That's not anything. Physically, our bodies are developed and designed to do things that women's bodies are not.
Right.
Right. And now you do have exceptions. There will always be exceptions to that rule. And there are some women who are stronger than most men and are able to do this and do that. None of that is from a mental perspective. Right.
Right.
And there are things that physically women are capable of doing that men aren't. Childbirth is a big one of them, right?
Exactly.
So
and breastfeeding.
To say, there you go. Well, I think some men can breastfeed. I thought I heard once upon a time that men can lactate. There's something weird about that.
That's a different show. Different show.
That's a totally different show. That was an experience we don't want to talk about again. But you know, you threw me off my point. I was trying to. I don't know.
No, women. The difference between women and men. You know.
So to say that all human beings are equal, I think is wrong.
Okay.
You know, there's a line, right? There's a. It's not. You don't draw a line in the middle and go, okay, you can only do these things, and then you can only do these things.
Right.
There's a big gray area in the center of that, but I think at the extremes of it is where the separation becomes more clear.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I hear you. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Does that sound like a chauvinist asshole?
No, it doesn't, because it, I mean,
I don't give a fuck if it does, so anyway.
Well, but it, I mean, it's, you're always going to have someone's going to have an opinion about it. And you know, and it's not necessarily, I don't agree 100% to what the man's saying in this document. I do agree with a lot of what he's saying. It's just hard.
No, I don't agree with all of it. True.
It's just hard for me. It's hard for me because I have to accept people for what they are now and how they act and how they treat other people. I mean, just like it's just like the V-neck medium fitted t-shirt. It's not me, bro. There's some people who like that shit. But to me, it's just fucking, come on. I'm a big fucking guy. I want to wear a man t-shirt. Make me feel like a man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I want to wear I want to wear 501 jeans. I want to wear Vans, and I want a fucking cotton t-shirt, dude.
At least give me the option.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't give me no
fucking
blend. Don't take
the option away.
Yeah. I don't want to
take the option away.
Yeah. You know.
But that's when you get. That's what you get for hanging out at all those hipster breweries.
Well,
anyway,
you know.
Right?
Is that it? Does it come down to that? Am I a fucking OG hipster now or what?
Yeah, like, well, a little bit. I mean, that's right. If that's all that they carry, is like that all they ever carry? They were just out of like the man.
No, dude, I just think they fucking, that's all they carry, dude.
Because that's what they sell.
Right.
Because that's their fucking audience.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So I'm not going to drink there anymore.
Well, there you go. Fuck them. Fuck them in their skinny t-shirts.
So I'm just, God damn it. But it's like one of my favorite fucking beers in Utah. God,
no love
damn
for
it.
The fat man.
No love yet. Yeah, no love for the Husky, dude.
No love for the Husky.
And there was some other shit that he was saying in here, bro, about that TV show oh God, dude. He kind of made it sound like it was the Cheerios TV show where the father was like
the Cheerios, he was talking about the Cheerios commercial.
Yeah.
where the little girl asked him why he was eating Cheerios, and he says basically because the Cheerios are good for me. And then the little girl says, "Well, did you always eat stuff that was good for you, or did you eat stuff that was bad for you?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, I ate stuff that was bad for me before I met your mother."
Yeah.
And then the mom is like all condescending. The mom all condescendingly was like, "He did lots of bad shit before he met me. Like, he wasn't fucking no good, right?"
Yeah. Right.
No, before he met you, he was a fucking man. That's what she was. That's what he was saying. Yeah, no, that shit was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of over the top, you know?
I thought it was kind of interesting. At one point, he was saying basically he wants, you know, he wants, like government is behind a lot of this, right? So he wants a government of fucking real men.
Right.
You know, a government of real men to roll back the nanny state of overprotective, intrusive, mommy knows best bullshit regulations. I fucking couldn't agree with that more.
Dude,
you know, our government then and now is far too involved in individuals' lives.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, people need to man up and take fucking responsibility for themselves. Everyone just wants to seem to be begging to be told what to do. You know?
Well, that's because that makes life easier. It's just like the big box.
Yeah,
fucking...
exactly. It makes things easier.
Yes.
You know, that way you don't have to be worried about what everyone else thinks, right? Because everybody's just following along the same fucking as a puppet.
Right, right, right.
It's fucking nonsense is what it is.
See, and that's where, you know, when it comes to politics, and dude, I can't get into it, bro. And I know our fucking, it's our right, it's our duty as citizens of America to, like, vote and do all, dude, I just fucking can't. Every time I voted, the fucking other guy won. Doesn't fucking matter, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but would it even have mattered if the guy you voted for won? Would anything even be different at this point?
I don't know. And see, that's why I'm just like...
It doesn't seem that way, right?
It's almost like a lost cause for me, because if I was to get emotionally tied to all these decisions that people want to make and, you know... all the shit that goes on in this world, we have no control over it, bro. It's just... shit happens. People die, it's the illusion of control, right? Yeah. And it just fucking seems like it doesn't matter what you do or how hard you fight for something. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I try not to get emotionally fixated and tied into the whole fucking government. And it's not my thing, dude. My dad was in politics, bro, and I used to hate when he'd talk about it, and it was just one of those things where I was like, fuck, dude, I don't want to fucking hear about this shit. It sucks sometimes, bro, just because...
Oh, yeah. No, I agree, but it's hard to have this conversation without leading to that at some point, right?
Exactly.
That's a big influence in this.
And it's a huge influence. I mean, and I just feel like we have no control of fucking what happens and what goes on in
you're essentially given the illusion of control. Right?
Exactly. I mean, that's all it is.
I mean,
the fucking illusion.
And like you said, whoever I voted for fucking lost anyway. But even if they had won, it's like we're given two different directions. We're taking two different paths to get to the same fucked up result.
Exactly.
So
damned if you do,
really,
damned if you don't.
Does it really fucking matter? Exactly.
Yeah. And it really sucks, because you got to hear about it all the time about, you know, people fucking suffering or people not doing this or blah, 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 blah. Fucking the world's, you know, the country's going to shit. We got to do this. We got to do that. Well, fuck. Even if we did do it, is it really going to fucking help? And who is it benefiting? You know, is it benefiting us, or is it benefiting somebody in, you know, in Congress or in a chair somewhere else where they're not fucking... you know, really doing anything, helping us. You know
what
I'm saying?
None of that shit benefits us.
It doesn't. It doesn't, dude. A fucking garden, beer, and my fucking guitars benefit me, dude. Because if it wasn't
in that order.
I'd probably say it'd be a toss up between my guitar and beer. And my girl. Yeah. My girl comes first. My girl and my family come first. Then fucking. Probably guitar.
Did you hear that?
Dude.
It was like skid marks and a back pedal. backed up real quick.
But
wait,
let me take that back.
wait,
I love you, baby. Don't be mad. Don't be mad, baby girl. But no, but you hear what I'm saying, dude? It's just, I mean, okay. Even if, you know, we were to be all these big fucking macho men that fucking still build cars and still fucking shoot guns and, you know, all this other, what is it really going to make this country any different?
I think it could if enough people felt that way. See, the thing is that at this point, like I said, the illusion of control, but the reality is that if we all stood up together and we all had the same frame of mind about what we wanted as an end goal, mm-hmm. we could fix it pretty easily.
And
because right? we do still have the power. We just we're so disorganized at our lower level that we can't do anything about it. So that's the illusion of control. We all still think, you know, that we have some sort of influence over the things that are happening, whereas right now we don't, because we're so fucking unorganized and they've got us all fighting with each other.
Right.
Being a bunch of babies, but infighting, and then they're all just doing all their own shit while the kids fuck off.
I mean,
right?
If you really think about it, it is a form of racism because they label everybody now. Everybody's labeled.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's you're a right winger, you're a left winger, you're a pole smoker, you're a fucking, you know, you're white trash, you're Mexican, or you're, you know, whatever. Everything is so labeled now. It's like there can never be unity back in the Americas again. You know, like when people were first settling here, yeah, everybody was striving, wanted the same thing. They wanted to better their lives. They wanted to better their families and have better things. But bro, you just can't do it anymore, dude. It's just inevitable. You're fucking labeled a fucking middle class, low class, or the rich, dude, and that's what you are, you know. And
so I think the issue is that everybody is in a hurry to give someone else a label, you know. Like you said, these guys are racist, or those guys are this, or those guys are that. They're giving other people labels, but nobody's labeling themselves. And I think that's more what it needs to be.
Well,
you need to label yourself and then be your fucking label,
right?
You know, because now you got all these people I saw an article the other day. Somebody was having a fucking baby and refused to put the sex on the birth certificate. This my child is no sex. My child will not identify as male or female. Well, first of all, fucking bullshit by the rules, right? If it has a fucking penis, it's a male. And if it has a vagina, it's a female.
Right.
Those are the fucking rules of the world. Right.
Well,
that just goes for all creatures, and animals. Right. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. That's the way it works. That's how you separate the two. There's a label there.
Right.
So fucking live up to it. You know, that's it. This no label fucking bullshit doesn't work. But then you can't just hand somebody a fucking label because you felt like it, and then suddenly that's what they are.
Right.
Like, you need to build your own label. Right?
Right.
So I want to be called a man. What do I have to do? I got to act like a fucking man.
Right.
Right. I got to fucking open doors for women. I got to drive fucking fast cars. I got to smoke cigars after I eat a meal.
Every once in a while
I get drunk, and sometimes I shoot a fucking gun. Good.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to get that shit tattooed on me. That's, you know, and then you can fucking be a man.
Right.
So then you can give yourself the label of a man. But nobody else can give you that label, right?
Right. Well, they're going to label you regardless.
What the fuck makes you think that you can give somebody else a label?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's
bullshit.
Fucking who are you to fucking label me? Mm-hmm. I put my fucking shoes on and my pants on the same fucking way you do, motherfucker. Do not fucking look at me, label me, or fucking give me any fucking shit, because shit will go down. And I'm fucking tired of it. You got me fucking worked up now.
Got you hot.
Got me fucking hot.
Got you
and
fucking
I'm,
hot.
And I'm normally a fucking nice guy, but now I'm fucking mad, Chris. But no, I mean,
you're very non-threatening when you're angry.
I'm not. But you want to know, you want to know something. And this whole documentation, and I understand the whole man being man, male, you know, fucking, we got to grow our fucking, we got to let our balls hang again. Yeah, right. I think we do. I mean, there are people out there who aren't, you know, living up to that manhood, the fucking being a man thing. I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know if it's just fucking something in the fucking water or what, dude, but I get it. You know, and for me, he puts a lot of shit on women and everything. But if it wasn't for my girl, bro, I tell you right now, I'd probably be in a fucking bad place right now. And that goes for even my mom. My mom's a big influence on me. I mean, my mom fucking, my grandmother was fucking huge influence on me. And it's really weird though, but they were women, and they acted like women, just like man's supposed to act like man. They acted, they were total the mother wife person. You know, my grandmother used to wake up in the morning to go to work, but she'd wake up extra early to make my lunch to make my grandfather his lunch and his breakfast before she went to work, just because she felt, okay, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? And my girl's like that too. She wakes up with, you know, when we work together, she would wake up with me. She didn't have to, but she felt like she had to for some reason, you know, whether it be she felt like she had to or love me or whatever the case may be. But it goes both ways. I mean, I do things for her that she would do for me, and vice versa.
I think her and my wife need to talk more.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I get what the guy's saying, and I'm totally, you know, I totally do think.
And I mean, admittedly, he's from a I don't want to say antiquated, but from an older point of view and an older perspective, right? He's going back pretty far with it.
Right.
And I think there are ways to maintain the same values that he's talking about, but maybe modernize it a little bit.
Right.
You know, without the whole pussification thing. I think you could still be a man in modern day.
Right.
Clearly things are different, right? And you talk about when the Constitution was written and the people who signed it and the role that women had, you know, in society at that time. It has changed. We've let it change, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, right? So things have changed, but I think we've allowed it to not, you know, it being women in society, but we've allowed something to flip that role way more than it needs to be, right? And the influence is a lot heavier than I think we're sliding quite a bit, and we need to kind of put the brakes on it and take back some of that, at least not forget that it's there every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. I think they should fucking ban fucking fitted t-shirts.
I think so too.
I think that's just fuck. Yeah. That's the fucking demise of this whole fucking thing, dude.
That's it.
Fitted fucking t-shirts,
fucking
bro.
Bullshit.
And
fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit, dude. Now you've got me fucking thinking, you know, about that fucking brewery, dude.
I'm mad again.
I'm fucking kind of upset, dude. The fucking, you know what I'm saying? That fucking bugs me, dude. But a lot of things bug me, dude. God damn it, dude.
Dude, hopefully, maybe they were just out of stock because there's so many men buying real shirts.
Fuck, I don't think so,
Come
bro.
Come on, dude. Give Not, them the in, Salt the
Lake,
dude.
Not in Salt Lake, dude. No, I can't fuck. So? I can't give them that fucking credit,
just
dude.
Fitted tees and V-necks is the only option.
Yeah, appears to be that way, dude.
So everybody in Salt Lake is fucking Richard Rawlings.
I don't know who the fuck they are, dude. But dude, it's hard to come. You're either a fucking you either wear Wranglers here or you wear a fucking Schmedium, bro.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, it's hard to find that dude.
There's kind of one last thing that he said. I think towards the end of it was. You know, kind of paraphrasing, men fight, they're destructive for a reason. Strong men propagate. Right?
Right.
Powerful men attract women. Our fucking president is a perfect example of this. And it, what's funny was that this document was written, right, when George Bush Sr. was president. So it was written a long time ago before there was ever any talk about Donald Trump, you know, becoming president of the United States.
I noticed that too.
And he makes a comment basically to the effect of Trump gets pussy.
Right.
And he looks like a goddamn medieval gargoyle. But he still gets it because he's a fucking powerful man.
Yeah.
You know, and I see a lot of this shit. I see all these people fucking slandering the hell out of him. Oh, how could his wife possibly be happy? And he treats her like shit. Look at the way they are in public and blah, 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 blah. It's public. You know, you're only going to see what you want to see. You don't know what's really going on. She's been with him. Maybe she's just fucking with him for his money. He's powerful and he attracts beautiful women.
And she's still there.
And that's the end of it, right? She's willing to, if she's sacrificing anything, then that's what she's fucking willing to do for whatever it is that she's gaining.
Right.
So that's her fucking business, right?
Yep, dude. I don't know, dude.
But to me, that's the end all fucking be all. We break shit.
Yep.
We fight each other. And
we fix shit
and we fucking win, right?
Yeah.
That's all there is to being a man.
That's what I always tell everybody, bro. Look, we can get down and dirty right now, dude. You want to get crazy? Let's get crazy. Win or lose today, I'll be back tomorrow.
Right?
You know, and that's it, bro. My manhood will not fucking fail me and I will fucking win eventually. And that's how I feel.
When you get old enough, your manhood is going to get, it's going to fail.
Well, of course.
It'll get soft and it won't work anymore.
Well, dude, that's why they have blue pills now, dude.
That's why they have little pills.
Yeah, they got blue pills for that shit now, dude.
Little blue pills for that.
Didn't you know soft is the new hard?
Soft is the new hard. Is that what you tell your girl? Soft is the new hard. Get used to it. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. I don't know if I can handle much more of this. Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, what the fuck you say we get into some music? Then you don't have to be
fucking
so mad.
Music. Yeah, it's fucking, dude. Fucking
maybe you can talk about something soft.
Schmediums.
Schmediums.
You know, I fucking tried wearing that shit for a while. I mean, I've got a few of those fucking t-shirts. But I just don't feel fucking comfortable in them, dude.
I don't know why you would.
They're just not, dude. They're fucking, God. It's like a fucking blend of cotton and fucking, what's the other shit they're using with that shit?
Vagina.
Vagina, yeah. Cotton and vagina.
They're made out of old panties.
Yeah. Grandma panties.
It's like cotton leftover panties. That's what happens to all the old granny panties.
Granny panties.
They turn into fucking tight men's t-shirts.
Yeah, fitted t-shirts. Made to fit your vagina.
Oh, Christ. Or your boyfriend. Maybe they're the same.
Oh, God, dude.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's do some music.
Yeah.
I got a couple of interesting little songs that you probably nobody saw coming.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Right?
Yeah. Jesse's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I've got to definitely listen to this playlist because I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is happening here? Who the fuck are these people? So some people who might be listening to this, there's a fairly popular television show out there called The Voice.
Right.
You've heard of it,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You're familiar with at least what it is.
Yeah, I don't watch TV,
On the last season of this show, there was a gentleman on there, big dude with a beard, and his name is Sundance Head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually know of this guy prior to him being on that show because he born and raised and lives not far from here.
Oh, really?
And he's actually friends with a friend of ours, ex-girlfriend or something. She owned a bar, and she had a big birthday party at the bar one night, and this guy was there playing.
Uh-huh.
He was the house band that night.
Oh,
really?
Nice.
Good. So they're kind of, I mean, I agree with the description, but their self-description is they're soul country is kind of what he does. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's seen The Voice last season knows who this guy is, and he has an amazing voice. I think he's just a really good singer, and the band is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
His dad was Roy Head, which I had no idea who Roy Head was, but apparently back in like the 50s was pretty popular.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of cover stuff, but you know, he had one of those just well-known kind of voices back in the 50s, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, like 50s and 60s, early 60s era, whatever. So anyway, the song that I picked is a song called Fat Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a fucking funny song about a fucking fat guy. It's kind of, it's got a little bit of the kind of, oh brother, where art thou sort of feel to it.
Right.
But like he's singing about being a fat guy.
Right.
It's fucking awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
I dig it. He's kind of, you know, he's a big dude with a beard and, you know, he's just a fucking fat guy.
Yeah.
So that's more, definitely more country. And his style is, like I said, soul country is what he calls it. But to me, it's definitely old school country,
okay.
More storyteller country.
Uh-huh.
I like that stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm not into the new pop country nonsense. I just don't. It's pop music with a twang, maybe.
Right.
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But old school.
I can't stand
some
it,
old
dude.
School. You know, Johnny Cash and Dwight Yoakam. To me, country stopped at George Strait. Like, that's where it ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm into that old shit. And this guy's got that sound. So he's pretty cool. And
does he play an instrument?
He plays guitar. Yeah. Yeah. He plays acoustic and electric.
Okay.
I think when I saw him, he was playing like a Telecaster or something.
Okay.
He was in a little three-piece gig.
There we go.
He was playing guitar and then a bass player, a drummer on
Hell
a little
yeah.
three, four-piece kit.
Hell yeah. Those are my favorite bands, dude.
I was actually looking up this guy's dad to kind of see some of the stuff that he's done. And I come across a cover he did of a Little Walter song. And that sort of led me down the Little Walter path. And I'm familiar with Little Walter, right? I like Little Walter a lot because I'm really into harmonica. And Little Walter was a fucking one of the, you know, innovators in just the fucking dirty, overblowing harmonica tone.
Right.
But he's got this song. It's called Sad Hours. It's not the song that his dad covered. This is an instrumental.
Uh-huh.
And fuck, man. Just some badass harmonica on this song.
Heart playing.
Front
yeah.
to back. Just fucking killing it. It's crazy because you listen to this song. The song's called Sad Hours. And if you know anything about Little Walter, he was a fighter. He was kind of a drunk.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's how he died. It was basically he got beat up.
Really?
He got in a couple of fights, like, you know, throughout like a week or whatever. He like got in a fight. A couple days later, he got drunk and got in another fight and then got in another fight. And that final fight, like he basically went to sleep that night and didn't wake up.
Fuck, dude.
You know, and with the medical shit the way it was and whatever at the time, basically the
right
the,
there's
the police
no
and
no
the,
helping
and the,
them
and the medical
shit.
They basically just said, you know, natural causes.
Yeah,
you know, but it was just because he had been fucking beat up so bad.
Fuck.
that he died. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
the dude was fucking nuts. I've seen a couple of movies, you know, just the story like reenactment stuff, and he was a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
He didn't give a fuck, but he could play harmonica like crazy.
Hell yeah.
So if you're into harmonica and blues, Sad Hours is a fucking sick song. And my third song is a band. This was I think these guys are Orange County kind of based. That's how I've heard of them. Like in and around Orange County. And they're kind of in the like rockabilly, psychobilly scene.
Right. I've heard of these guys.
You know, but they're definitely like to listen to their stuff. You'd go, fuck, they're a country band. You know, but they're that kind of rockabilly, psychobilly country. It's
mm-hmm.
it's hard. They're hard to classify them really. But the band is called Super Suckers. These guys are just they're fucking fun,
right?
You know, they've got songs about. He's got a song about fucking smoking non-addictive marijuana. You know, about fucking doing drugs and just. But their approach to songwriting is like fun and creative.
Right.
It's pretty cool. So anyway, the song that I picked is All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, you know, and there's the old country song, All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight,
right?
we're going to get in a fight and we're going to get fucked up and all this is going to happen. And this song is basically like all of my friends that I used to go out and get drunk and get in fights with, they're all old as fuck now, you know, and they're just fucking, they're just staying at home and they're, going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Right.
it's
going to work. So.
That's a great song. Those guys, and I don't think you have to be into country to appreciate those guys. If you're into, sort of that punk rock kind of psychobilly, rockabilly,
yeah,
country-esque kind of era, I think you'll be into these guys. So.
Cool.
Anyway, those are my three.
Now, those are three that I'm definitely going to listen to this playlist, bro. This week I went through down a fucking huge rabbit hole, dude, and... I found this guy. He's not on my playlist yet. I've got this song on my playlist, but it's called The Slow Drag Under by Benjamin Hooker off the album Witness. When I first heard the song, I thought it was Jack Johnson in a way, but in a way more bluesy tone. This guy's got a really good fucking voice, I think. But I don't know how to explain it, bro. It's just really different blues. Like, there's like soul, Memphis, Texas blues, dude. I don't know how to explain it, but he's got like this fucking like Jack Johnson vibe to it. Really fucking good. He's got a raspy voice. So it even makes it even more interesting because when I saw the album, you would have thought it could have been an R&B album, you know, just fucking, this ain't blues, no. But when I opened it up and fucking played this song, and I was like, and what I'll do is I'll go to his latest album and just go right down the line and I'll listen to the first 2 minutes of, even a minute, right, of it. If I'm not hooked, so I kept going down. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I heard this and I was like, oh, what the fuck's going on here? And I listened to it and I was like, fuck, I'm sold. Haven't listened to the whole album yet. I'm really looking forward to listening to this guy a little more, but it was very easy listening, fucking bluesy, like music, like, did it was very, very settling. I was like, right on, dude. You know what I'm saying? Let's smoke some weed to this
music
one.
I could take a nap.
Yeah, exactly. But I was really good. I thought, I really want to listen to more of his stuff. And yet he's got maybe 4 or 5 albums out, and nice. This is off his newer album. I think it was just released. And the way I even found it was I went to the blues section in Spotify and they had like, they give you all new releases that are just coming out. I usually just go right down the line and see, hey, who's out, what's going on. And this guy just fucking caught my ear and I was sold. It was really good. Definitely cool. Give it a listen.
So Benjamin Booker, right?
Benjamin Booker. Yep. Yeah. My second, I know you went rap last week, and I was like,
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you went Beastie Boys last week.
I didn't go to this. I went Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I still consider Beastie Boys rap, dude. They're fucking.
Oh no, I do too.
Category.
I do too.
Okay, but
I do too.
This guy that I really like this guy for, I don't know, he's really out there, bro. And to me, he's really different than all the other gangster shit that's going on, because this guy really loves to talk about fucking drug induced fucking partying and shit.
I don't think there really is much gangster shit anymore.
I think it's all slapping ass and smoking weed gangster shit.
I don't even know if I'd call it gangster shit. Gangster shit's like Dr. Dre's gangster shit, right?
I don't know much about rap, okay? I'm going to be fucking really honest. And to anybody who's out there who knows Kid Cudi might fucking know what I'm talking about, but a lot of his stuff to me just sounds different than what I've heard from other fucking rappers. But this album, and the reason why I like this album so much is because my son introduced me to this, because my son had a tryout for hockey way out in fucking Iowa. So we drove from Utah all the way to Iowa, and he was like stuck on this guy for some reason. And we fucking played this fucking on his iTunes, what were they called? The little fucking Apple fucking
iPod.
Yeah. iPod. Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
You were right there. We was on fucking repeat from there to back, dude. And it's one of those albums that just kind of reminds me of that whole trip, and the meaning to this album has a lot to me because it was with my son. So, but this is like a really cool fucking song. It's got a really good beat to it. And a lot of his stuff, it's just like really, like, I would say atmospheric fucking rap, like real fucking, just weird. It's just weird, dude. But I dig it, you know, because it's different. I like it. It's called,
I might've heard some of his stuff.
It's called TGIF, and it's Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon, dude. And
what does TGIF stand for?
Oh, fuck. Who fucking knows? I don't fucking know. I just really like this song, dude. Thank God it's fucking Friday.
Thank God I'm fried.
Thank God I'm fucked. I don't know, but it's, I like the album. There's another song. It's called Up and Away, and it's acoustic, kind of an acoustic song, but it's a rapper fucking like kind of singing, rapping. And I dig this album. It's a really cool fucking album. I think people should.
All right, I'll check it out.
And then my last fucking one. So, went down a fucking rabbit hole, dude, and fucking found these fucking guys, and I am fucking sold on these motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, these guys are pretty good.
These guys are a threesome. It's a trio. You know me and my fucking trios, dude.
Instant brownie points.
Instant fucking brownie points, dude. Instant. And the song's called Dragonfly. By Sasquatch off the Sasquatch album. But dude, these guys right off the bat, first song I heard, who was I searching? God damn it. Can't remember the band I was searching. But these guys came up as related fucking related band.
I think these guys come up when you search related for Clutch, Fireball Ministry.
Well, Fireball Ministry was even in their
Orange
fucking
Goblin.
Yeah, Orange Goblin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hermano.
Yeah. Orange Goblin's fucking sick.
Yeah, Orange.
Yeah, Hermano.
Have you heard Hermano? Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these guys, it's I don't know how to, this is like straight up, like, I don't even know what kind of, what you would call it. Like,
they call it stoner rock.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but I see. I don't. Do you agree?
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't want to get stoned and listen to that.
Yeah, dude. This makes me want to do shit.
Fuck yeah.
This makes me like it. Fucking. I want
motivation.
I want to drive
rock, yeah.
really fast to this fucking yes. music, dude. Like I want to get in a fucking souped up, charged up fucking car and drift. Yep. You know.
Yes.
Woo! You know what I'm saying? Just fucking smoking shit, dude. But the song's called Dragonfly by Sasquatch, and I really dig it. These guys are fucking good. Nice. I'm sold on these guys. And this song's from 2004. I've got from 2004 all the way to 2013, I think, or 14, like four or five albums, and I love them. Fucking great
yeah,
band. Dude.
No, they're good. They're a yeah. good band. And it doesn't hurt that they're named Sasquatch.
Oh, fuck no, dude. And that's what even fucking caught my eye. I was like, oh fuck, what are these guys doing, you know? Bunch of fucking howling and growling and fucking shit, you know, like making Sasquatch noises, fuck. But, I'm fucking hooked. I was so excited to fucking talk about these guys.
Nice.
But that's what
yeah,
I got,
great
man.
Band. Cool.
That's what
Dig
I got.
Dig it. Kid Cudi, huh?
Yeah, you know what?
I'll
just
have to, I'll have to
give
check
it a
out.
Try.
I'll check
give
it,
it
out.
A try.
I will.
Give it a
hey,
try.
Hey, listen. Sometimes at work, I do like fucking Gangster Fridays or something, and I seriously, I'll put on like the craziest shit. People catch me. They'll come in. What are you listening to? Like you don't even fucking want to know, right? I think last time I did that shit, I was listening to fucking Yellow Wolf.
Oh God!
You ever listen to that guy, dude? He's horrible.
Him. Yeah.
But I was like, this. What the fuck? This is so bad. It's good.
Yeah. Exactly.
He
was just in town, I think, a couple weeks ago here in Salt Lake.
Was he?
Oh, you know who he fucking played with? He played with fucking Korn, dude.
Yeah, I could kind of see
he
that.
He played with fucking Korn, dude.
Yeah, I believe that. So if you like in air quotes, you can't see this, but it's in air quotes. If you like Yellow Wolf, check out a dude named Ritz.
Oh God, I've seen this guy. He's a fucking the redheaded dude.
The redheaded dude.
Yeah,
yes.
Dude, I've heard. He's a fucking. Isn't he like a country rapper? Isn't he?
No, I mean he's from like Georgia or something.
He's
like
an Irish dude. Right?
But you know what? It's kind of funny though, because he reminds me a lot of sort of that like early Eminem like battle rap.
A dude from my work.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's actually really good. I thought he was really good. Dude from my work, dude. He's all, dude, you like country rap, dude? I'm all, dude, what? And I'm in Utah, bro. I'm fucking, you know. I'm like, I kind of look at him like fucking dumbfounded. Like, what?
Like, what the fuck
what?
Is that?
What is that? So I'll check these guys out. Check it. And I'm, dude, and this guy's like singing these songs to like fucking like, he listens to them religiously. And I'm like, dude, you really listen to this stuff? And he goes, yeah, these guys are fucking bad. And he goes, dude, check this guy. His fucking, his name's Ritz, bro. He's this redheaded fucking long haired dude. And I'm like, all right, well, fuck, put him on, dude. Because we could listen to music at work.
Yeah.
Puts him on, dude. And I was like, well, that's fucking interesting, dude. You know, and he was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
And I was like, I could listen to that. And I'm not going to put him down, because it actually did really, he sounded kind of Eminem-ish, I think, I believe.
Yeah. So who else was he talking about?
Dude, I couldn't even tell you, bro. But
okay.
So name.
When you go back to work, ask him if he knows of a group called The Lax.
The Lax?
It's LACS.
Okay.
Lax.
All right.
If not, hook him up with that.
Okay. I guarantee you he does, dude. He
probably does.
Probably does.
Those guys are fucking hilarious. It's like a skinny little white dude with a big fat white dude, and they fucking there's a song called Smokestacks. They rap about fucking like lifted diesel trucks.
Oh, I think you've talked about this before. Yeah.
Dude, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's another group called the Moonshine Bandits or something like that. They're from fucking those fucking posers are from California.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they do country rap.
I couldn't tell you, bro. I mean, that's not my thing.
But it's entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is, dude. And I'm probably going to go on YouTube and look these motherfuckers up. Dude, like, these fucking clowns, dude.
Yep, it's hilarious. So, anyway, I think that's our show.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a good one.
All right, cool. Well, if you're interested in checking out that document, I'll have it on our post for this show on the website at www.unrestrictedpodcast.com. Or you can go to Kim Dutoit. It's KIMDUTOIT.com. I don't think he has this document on his new website, but he does have a blog. So if you're interested in the stuff that he's into or talking about, you can go check it all out.
Yeah, it's very interesting reading.
Yeah, and then you can head over to iTunes and leave us a rate and a review, 5 stars, please, and tell us what you think of the show. If you want to tell us what it's like to be a man, or you're a woman and you're pissed off because we're chauvinist fuckhead pigs, and you want to leave us a comment, head over to Instagram. It's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Yep.
At Unrestricted Podcast, or you can also hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, but I suggest Instagram is probably where
you're
the most active.
Even if you are a woman who wants to be a man, still fucking hit us up. We'll fucking listen.
I'm sure we'll have something.
We'll
to say
fucking
about
say
it.
Something about it.
Anyway, that's our shit.
That's
We're
fucking
out.
Cool. Right on. Drink beer.
See ya.
See ya.